a Democratic presidential candidate running against the establishment and raising millions for his campaign online, drew hundreds of young voters to a union hall recently in Las Vegas, pitching a radical idea to remake the U.S. economy. The candidate was not Bernie Sanders, but Andrew Yang could benefit from the comparison. You'll see both tonight at the latest Democratic presidential debate. Mr. Yang, a tech entrepreneur, is the new anti-establishment candidate, according to his backers, known as the Yang Gang, many of whom supported Mr. Sanders in 2016. It's a story by Eliza Collins, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Eliza, what have you found?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time covering Bernie Sanders. And so when I was out, you know, talking to Sanders voters, they talk about Andrew Yang. And then I started to go to Yang events and talk to those voters. And I just found that there were a lot of similarities. So we looked into this deeper, and there is actually data to back it up. Both candidates attract younger voters, and they both attract voters who are more independent or not aligned with the Democratic establishment. And also, I went to a Yang event in Las Vegas recently and talked to some folks there, and most of them that I talked to had voted for Sanders in 2016 and were now supporters of Andrew Yang.
And what is it that has drawn them away from Sanders and to Yang?
Well, many of them still say they like Sanders. They would be okay if Sanders was the nominee. But they feel like as Sanders successfully was able to pull the Democratic Party to the left, he became essentially the Democratic Party. They say, you know, he is now a leader in the party, and they're looking for an outsider. And that's what they see in Andrew Yang, who is, you know, an entrepreneur, never run for a political office in his life, and they like sort of that outsider persona he gives off, which they thought Sanders gave off in 2016. Of course, Sanders was a longtime politician at that point as well.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that you said both of these guys tend to attract voters who are under age 50. What is it about that?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the appeal is. They are different types of candidates. Andrew Yang is in his 40s. Sanders, of course, is the oldest candidate in the field at 78. But there is something that younger voters find they're attracted to. And I think part of it is that both candidates are proposing solutions that are out of the mainstream of Democratic politics. Of course, Sanders' solutions have sort of become some of the mainstream. But they're really talking about sort of upending the government as we know it. Yang is famous for his proposal to give Americans $1,000 a month, his universal basic income. Sanders does not support that, but he supports things like the federal jobs guarantee, you know, taxing corporations, giving workers, you know, a lot of control over corporations. So both of them are proposing really new ideas that are outside of what you might think of when you think of establishment politics.
We're speaking with Eliza Collins, politics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She's in Ohio for the Democratic presidential debate. She's written a piece about why some young voters are backing a new Democratic outsider, and that is Andrew Yang, the entrepreneur. This universal basic income of giving every American $1,000 a month, is there a cutoff, or does anybody, no matter what, even some rich billionaire, going to get that?
So that is, it's universal. So Yang's main argument is that the threat of automation is the greatest threat that the world is facing, and universal basic income, he says, will basically sort of offset that, and that might take people off some social programs that the government currently uses to help people who are lower income. So it's a proposal. He talks a lot about it. It's not something anybody else in the field is talking about, but it is certainly an innovative solution for what he sees as the growing threat of automation. Now, other candidates talk a little bit about automation. Sanders actually came out with a proposal on Monday, a really broad proposal about corporate power. And in there, it did have sort of a small sentence about helping people who lose their jobs due to automation. They should get stocks from the company. But it's a much smaller fraction of what other candidates are proposing, whereas it is the central part of Yang's policy platform.
Thanks, Eliza. Eliza Collins, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, with us from Ohio, site of tonight's presidential debate.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.